Yes, I love my church. That means I love you. You should be happy about that. I tried to get your hands warmed up because you're going to be doing a lot of this, remember? Okay, two of you will be. I don't know about you. Sunbury is joining us, so maybe they clapped a little bit louder than y'all did here in second service. But we're going to get excited for what God is doing. And by the end of today, I hope you came in with a greater love for this church, for the Big K Kingdom type of church, because God is working. And Sunbury, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for getting a good look in. Hey, can we just welcome our second service of Sunbury here today? Hey, today we're going to be looking back, but also we're going to be looking forward to see what God wants to do through us here at Christ Wesleyan. But first, I was driving, and I just want to say too, this clicker, I'm not going to use this today. I'm not going to use it, so if you're up in the booth, you guys can do this all yourself. I was driving the other day, down here at 180, and as I was driving, I had my cruise set, and something caught my eye in my rearview mirror. And so I started to just stare at my rearview mirror. There were a couple cars. I wasn't sure if they were going to be passing each other. I'm not sure exactly what was going on, as it was a couple weeks ago. But I started to veer. And does anybody have a new car that when you start to veer, it beeps at you? Does anybody have one of those vehicles? Yeah, I do too. And I was just thinking, in 13 years, my daughter is going to be taking a driver's test. Here's what it's going to consist of. Can you sit in the car and press a button? Good, you got your license, because that's all you need to do. The cars are going to drive themselves. You don't need to parallel park anymore, because the cars can parallel park themselves. But when I was staring at my rearview mirror, I started to veer off the road. And my car started to beep at me, and it kind of jerked my car back to the side of the road, or to the middle of the road. You almost have to try, because like, has your car ever fought you? Like, I wonder how far it's going to let me go off before it's going to let me take control, the self-drive. Anybody test that before? Make sure you're alone and your family's not in the car when you're testing these types of things. But it's just a crazy thing. But I caught myself looking in the rearview mirror. And now rearview mirrors, they're important. Your side mirrors where you look, because you look behind to see what may be coming before you. And your rearview mirrors are important, but if you get caught staring in the rearview mirror, you're going to veer off the side of the road and more than likely crash if you're not willing to look up and look forward. So it's important to look what's behind, to celebrate what God has done here at Christ Wesleyan, to learn from what God has done, but also to position us to look forward to what God is going to be doing in this next year. And that's what we plan to do as we talk about today CWC's mission statement of sharing the light of Jesus Christ with our world. It's been our mission statement for a long time, and it's going to continue to. Because who is the light? Christ Wesleyan is not the source of the light. Jesus is. Christ Wesleyan just gets to carry that light. We are light bearers to our world, to all parts of our world, our local world, our global world. We are sharing the light of Jesus Christ with our world. And when we stop sharing the light of Jesus Christ, we're no longer a church. We are a cult and a social club, and we're not going to do that here. And you're going to see some incredible numbers that are going to tell us how we are being a light to our world. My life and ministry verse comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. See, for me, this is a perspective verse. Because if we're to go out into the world, to all nations, sometimes people aren't going to look like me. They're not going to smell like me. They're not going to dress like me. They're not going to live like me. But I believe those people are sometimes the hardest people to reach. And if we only look surface level with them on what's on the outside, it might keep us from ministering and witnessing to them where God wants to clean them up from the inside out. We need to look at the inside so that we can go out into the world and share that light of Jesus Christ with the world. Because when somebody isn't living in the light, they might look a little bit different than we do. but we want to focus on the heart because that's what God does as well. And that helps me keep perspective of how I want to live my personal life and how I want to lead you as a lead pastor here at Christ Wesleyan. So let's talk about this word incredible. At the end of my report last year, I made this statement. Here is to an incredible 2022-2023 church year. That's what I said. And as we ended the 2022-2023 church year, and as I'm looking at what God did, I would describe what God did as incredible. And I believe at the end of today, you're gonna feel that same way. And while the numbers that I'm about to share will back up my claim for this incredible year, incredible goes deeper than just the numbers. For something or someone to be incredible, by definition, it must be impossible to believe or even extraordinary. And at the end of this report, I'm confident that you say that really is incredible the way God worked through Christ Wesleyan Church. So let's look back. And again, if you want this full report, it is here, but we also have a digital copy. But we also have something like this. This is what's happened. This is a report of our pastors, our directors, of all the great numbers, but more importantly, the stories that are represented by those numbers is right here for you. We have that hard copy if you're here in-house, or if you're with us online, there is a QR code that you can go to get that whole entire report digitally. But numbers can get a bad rap sometimes because numbers don't tell the whole story. It's true, but numbers are an indication and a measure of current and potential impact. Growth is measured by numbers. It's a great thing, but it's not everything. In the church world, attendance numbers drive the mindset of success or failure. And when we look at the numbers, we want to see attendance and engagement work together in healthy ways. I want to say that engagement is more important than attendance, and so I will. Engagement is more important than attendance. While they're both important, engagement is more important. It's because when you engage, you are actually being a successful disciple, which Jesus calls us to in Matthew chapter 28. Then Jesus came to them, the disciples, and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." This is what we need to do as disciples, as a church. We need to make disciples. We need to be a disciple who makes disciples. Yes, it starts with gathering on the weekend. Gathering is important. But true discipleship goes beyond Sunday. It includes our grow, give, and go aspects. Many of these measures and stories are found in the annual report, which I just explained how you can get your hands on one of those. They're hot off the press, so get yours quick. They're flying off quick. So gathering and weekend services. How did we do this past year of gathering together? Well, our overall worship attendance grew to record-breaking numbers. We averaged 2,007 worshipers every weekend this past year, including our Sunbury campus, which averaged 125 worshipers every Sunday. This is the highest average attendance for our Sunbury campus since COVID. Hey, Pastor Ryan and Sunbury, you guys are doing an incredible job, and in fact, you're crushing it. Can we just say thank you? Come on, I know it's better news than that, church. Let's go. The overall weekend attendance includes our recovery church, which meets every Friday night. They started with 26. Now, before year two, they're at 98 people who are coming to our recovery church. I think there's, can we get slides just to see these things so I'm not just reading it? I said I wasn't going to do my clicker, so I'm going to leave that up to you. Our Hispanic ministries hit a record number of average attendance. We have a Hispanics ministry here. If you don't know that, that meets every week at 9:30. And so we would love for you to be a part of that, but they have a record high of 43 every Sunday of our Hispanic ministry meet down there through Pastor Emer. Yes. It also includes our youth ministry, which averaged 69 every Sunday across our three campuses of Sunbury and our online campus. Our children's ministry is also included in this. And even with a shift in leadership this past year, the Kidsway team in our Milton and Sunbury campuses have been doing a great job. And we average 212 kiddos every single weekend here at Christ West. And I think it's really awesome. Our online campus as well, if you're listening online, you're part of this. Our broadcasted services broadcasted to an average of 535 people every single week. That includes 42 states and 16 countries, our services. So, hey, welcome from all over the world. I'm sure you're celebrating and clapping with us in your living room. We also want to celebrate our highest Easter weekend attendance of 2,811 people. And this year, we actually surpassed that. In April, it was our new budget year. We actually surpassed that to have over 3,100 people part of our Easter weekend services. I think that's pretty amazing. Thank you for inviting your families, your friends. Throughout the past year, 290 visitors shifted from a visitor to becoming a regular attender. This is the first step in engagement, and I think that's awesome. That's a great number. We had a record 131 congregants attend our Connections Breakfast, which I think is pretty cool, is how we can get connected. It's kind of your next step here at Christ Wesleyan is our Connections Breakfast. With an average attendance in the American church and the evangelical church is actually declining, according to the latest Barna Group. And I just heard somebody at first service, there was a local pastor who was here. He said, you know why churches in America are declining? It's because they're not preaching the word of God correctly. Aren't you glad here at Christ Wesleyan, no matter who our speaking pastor is, we're preaching the word of God. And I believe that's why God is blessing Christ Wesleyan Church. How about growing throughout the week together? We want to be a church of small groups, not just a church with small groups. It includes our groups ministry, our mentoring opportunities, our serving opportunities throughout the week. See, in Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 42, we read that the church met daily in their homes and broke bread together. They did life together. As disciples, we should strive to do the same. According to a study done by the Barna Group, only 2 in 5 church attenders are actively involved in discipleship. This past year, we had 748 unique attenders involved in a small group. I think that's really cool. We got a lot of work today, as you heard from Pastor Kyle and Pastor Ryan, if you're in Sunbury, but we got a lot of work to do, but we're praising God for that. Hey, our Classics Ministry, which is former BYF, saw 325 attenders this year. Pastor Arlie leads that ministry and you're just growing it. That's our over 55 years, and I got a few years yet. First service, I tried to sign up for Knoebels, and they declined me. They said, you're not of the right age. And I said, you watch me crash your party that day. I'm not signed up, but I'm crashing that. Hey, our men's and women's ministry saw 203 unique attenders. Our young adult, youth, kids midweek average 117. We offer a lot of unique ways throughout the week to grow in our faith, and that includes our counseling ministry. And they saw 776 sessions this past year. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we can thank God for a counseling ministry. We had 21 Stephen ministers who ministered to and mentored 13 people who needed extra support. Praise God. We give of our time, our talents, our resources. And Pastor Mike will be with you here at our Milton campus next week. Pastor Billy will be at the Sunbury campus talking about what it means when we want you to give your time, talents, and resources. Here's the mindset. We are blessed to be a blessing. Do you believe that? We are blessed to be a blessing. You've heard me say that many times if you've been here a while, but we are blessed to be a blessing. God has given us incredible resources, and your generosity was record-breaking this year. We had our highest tithes and offerings given as you entrusted the leadership of this church with $4.1 million. $4.1 million in giving. Yeah, you can thank God for that. That's just obedient giving. Thank you and praise God. Out of that kind generosity, we were able to give $651,200 away to our missions, both locally and globally. That is an incredible number. Over $650,000 given away. Come on, let's get excited for what God is doing. We also value the giving of our time to serve the body of Christ. This past year, we saw 827 unique congregants serve in at least one serving opportunity. If you serve in any of our ministries, thank you so much for giving your time and talent and efforts. While it's incredible, we still have work to do, especially on Sunday mornings in our kids and youth programs. They are both operating at 60% volunteer need rate every Sunday. It's only 60%. We've got a ways to go. Will you be one of the 40% that we still need? We would love for you to help serve and prepare our teens, our students, as they become better disciples. How did we go this past year? How do we go and make disciples who make disciples? If our mission is to share the light of Jesus Christ with our world, we must ask ourselves, how did we do that? Well, locally, we've shown the light of Jesus in many ways. Our food pantry distributed over 215,000 pounds of food to an average of 188 families. That's per month. Isn't that incredible? Yes. With that, our Fresh Express, we served 119 local families every single month with that. And that is a result of your giving that we're able to do these things. So thank you. Our benevolent ministry distributed over $65,000 to 104 needy families in our community. Praise God. We can have something like that to give our community. Yeah. Our Christ Wesleyan Theater ministry presented Titanic the Musical to over 4,300 people who were on our campus that weekend, and six people made a decision for Christ at Titanic the Musical. Thank you, CWC Theater Ministry. Our outreach ministry led the Christmas Blessing Project once again this year. And again, we gave over $47,000 to our community and were able to help 31 needy families. That's incredible, our outreach to our needs. Hey, our Well Ministries, consisting of Well Fit, Well Read, and the Well Coffee House, hey, they saw as a whole 13 decisions for Christ this past week. This past year, can we just give God praise? And I love this too. This past year, we were able to sell 314 Bibles. And year to date, as far as when we started and opened in 2012, we've given away and we've sold over 5,600 Bibles in about 10 years. That's pretty cool. That's a good average right there. And we had over 38,000 transactions, 38,000 opportunities to share the light of Jesus Christ with our world. Meadowbrook Christian School, they enrolled an average of 410 students throughout the year, and they saw 10 decisions for Christ. Thank you, Meadowbrook Christian School, for sharing the light of Jesus Christ with our world. Hey, globally, we've shown the light of Jesus Christ in many ways. We took our first missions trip since COVID this year. We had 30 congregants travel to Guachipilin, Guatemala to build a church for a largely unreached area. We helped plant 12 lemon trees that's going to help with income for the pastor in that church, and had the first church service in the new building where we saw 43 decisions for Christ when Pastor Emer presented the gospel. Praise God. Thank you for his faithfulness. Several of us who have sponsored families in Guatemala and the Lake region, we got to spend time interacting and enjoying meals together with our sponsored children. Our child sponsorship program in San Juan La Laguna in Sucubol, Guatemala, managed 121 families, 139 kids, with the help of 100 families right here from Christ Wesleyan in Milton. Yes, we praise God for that. Hey, through your generosity, we were able to give over $24,000 to disaster relief, both here and globally, as we saw earthquakes and flooding. Over $24,000 we gave, and they matched that. So we're up around $100,000 total we were able to give with church matching. We have over 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, which is really cool, that provides devotionals and worship services to anyone around the world. We had over 50,000 visitors spanning 50 states and 151 countries visit our website this past year. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, that's sharing the light with our world. But all this has been made possible by an incredible team who work hard behind the scenes and also in front of you as well every single week. See, all of these record highs that we're experiencing, it's not made possible without a great team. I like to tell the team that when we're successful, it's your fault. When we fail, it's my fault. All that God did through Christ Wesleyan Church could not be made possible. Some of these numbers do not reflect the ministries and ministers behind the scenes. Ministries like our facility teams, our tech teams, our information services teams make it possible for our facility to hold many events for our community and for you as well as congregants every single week. The behind the scenes work of our information services team make it possible to have internet that connects us globally. So thank you for those who work behind the scenes. I appreciate you. And all of us are working hard to accomplish one goal, to share the light of Jesus Christ with our world. That will always be our mission. That will always be our focus. See, God did something amazing this past year in our team too. The Holy Spirit showed up in our staff meeting on February 13th. And for 3 hours, we worshiped. We prayed together as relationships were mended. We started to witness miracles in our staff and our church. And on February 19th, we had our one service, one church Sunday to explain what God was doing through it all. Yeah, we give God praise. Through the power of prayer, it was made possible. Through that service and staff meeting, God is still working in so many ways in our hearts. Some of it does not make sense, actually, and it really doesn't. But isn't that often the case with our God? He just sometimes doesn't make sense, and I love it. The depth of our prayer time and dependency on prayer shifted. It is funny and a little ironic that prayer often gets overlooked when success happens in churches. But didn't Jesus say that his house would be a house of prayer? We altered our church services from that point on to give more time and focus to prayer together. We doubled the amount of service time to devote to prayer. And I believe that's a vital piece as we see God continuing to bless CWC. We serve a great God, and I'm giving thanks to him. I also want to take this time to thank Loretta Paul Hamus for being an incredible administrative assistant. There's not a better one out there, yeah. And Loretta, like I can legit say this to you, she makes me and our team look better than I really am. Nikki, to my wife, thank you so much for being my rock and somebody I can always count on to make my cloudy days sunny. You know, they say behind every great man, there's a better woman. Well, I can tell you this, this is certainly the case when I married up and God gave me you. I love you, babe, I really do. And so let's look forward. Man, we've celebrated so much, but what's ahead for Christ West? I just wanna give you a glimpse. We have an incredible opportunity that God has laid before us, don't we? As we go forward as a church, we want to make sure we stay on mission of sharing the light of Jesus Christ with our world as we focus on discipleship, missions, and multiplication. As individuals, we need to make sure we're participating in all aspects of our 4G process, gather, grow, give, go, so that we're at our best and most effective when God calls us to do great things. So that we can reach people we've never reached before by doing things we've never done before. But it takes all of us. We need all of us. Discipleship, missions, multiplication. These three words accomplish the vision here at Christ Wesleyan. When it comes to our discipleship, we want to continue to simplify to make it easier to connect and join with other believers. We want to see the number of people involved in small groups, serving groups, and mentorship grow. When it comes to our missions, we want to continue to spread the love of Christ and the resources God has given to us with our local community and around the world. We want to continue to grow our child sponsorship program. We want to build churches and communities that are mostly unreached, all the while maintaining key relationships we have already built around the world. We understand that the mission of Jesus Christ is more than Christ Wesleyan. So we will continue to be a resource and be generous with local churches, local ministries, local businesses, local families. And when it comes to multiplication, we want to multiply ourselves as disciples and as a church. We see what God is doing in Sunbury and through our Sunbury campus and Recovery Church ministry, and we want to multiply what is going on there. Yes, we do. You know, we started both of those ministries hoping they would grow, and guess what? They are. In fact, they're running out of room. There's not a lot of place for them to grow. Isn't that amazing? I love it when we run out of room, but there's some challenges that come with that. But you know what God did? He put it in someone's heart to donate a Sunbury building right smack dab in the middle of the city, donated to us, that can easily accommodate both of those campuses and the growth that we're experiencing. Come on. Come on, church. Do you need me to start the clapping with that? That's incredible. It just begs the question, though, how can we partner together to make that space become a reality, foster that kind of growth? Well, stay tuned. That information's coming. When we look at the many things God did this past year and what he wants to do in the future here at Christ Wesleyan, let us lean into what he's doing. It might seem crazy sometimes, the things that we do here. It might seem like a lot. But all of this is to advance the big K in God's kingdom. See, it's never about the small kingdom. But God works through the small kingdom to build his big K kingdom. All of this, all the craziness, all the things that we do here is to share the light of Jesus Christ with our world by doing things we've never done before, to reach people we've never reached before. See, looking back at this past year, the state of Christ Wesleyan Church looks pretty good, looks pretty healthy. But sadly, the state of the evangelical church in America as a whole, it's not so healthy. But may we play a part in this little city, borough we call Milton and the surrounding communities, but we're a rural community. May we play a part in turning that around so that the evangelical church can thrive once again. May we play a part in making sure the evangelical church, the Wesleyan church, exists for our children and grandchildren and their children and their grandchildren. See, together with the help of all of us and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. We can help be witnesses for God throughout Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus tells us to do that in Acts 1:8. So let's personalize that, shall we? May the Christ Wesleyan Church disciples be witnesses for God with the power of the Holy Spirit throughout Milton, Sunbury, Northumberland County, Pennsylvania, the US of A, and to the ends of the earth. God bless you, Christ Wesleyan. I love you. I love my church. Can we just give God praise for the great things he is doing here in Christ Wesleyan? Come on, church. I know you want to give him praise. It's not about us. It's about him. And we're going to continue standing and we're going to sing together the great things that God has done for us. So let's remain standing and worship together as we head out.